Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Can't Be Kennedy, brought to you by our fantastic friends at Cumberland Farms. Is it Bay or B from North Andover?
B.
B. Oh, I was hoping it was Bay, just for Annie.
Because B-E-E spells Bay.
Let's see. B loves to embroider things by hand, and she's working on a gift for her cousins right now. That's cool. What are you making?
I can't say. It's a gift, so.
It's a surprise.
Is it a gift or a GIF?
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, B?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. Score yourself $100. Kennedy is over there in that soundproof booth. She can't hear. And also, she can't talk because she's lost her voice. She's got 2,510 wins, only 213 losses. Are you ready?
Yes.
Just remember, you tie, you lose. Question number one. NBC's Chris Hansen was arrested Monday after writing $13,000 in bad checks.
Yikes.
Is it weird that I thought this was going to happen, but I didn't think it was going to happen like this? It just seemed like it was the perfect guy to get in trouble.
He's gotten in trouble a couple times.
Okay, so Chris Hansen, of course, is best known for his work on Dateline NBC. In particular, which segment, or what is it called, where they caught criminals using a sting operation?
I honestly have no idea.
All right. Question number two. A petition has been started to get Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boy to take a knee during the Super Bowl halftime performance. Who was it that was first known for starting the kneeling movement, or a part of it anyway?
Colin Kaepernick.
Question number three. YouTube has officially banned all dangerous internet challenge videos. How is that possible?
Yeah.
That's the whole point of YouTube, is dummies doing dumb things.
Pretty much.
I guess you're not allowed to watch anymore. Mm. You're going to have to watch old nutshot videos.
What is the latest string of challenges that has been sweeping the internet after a Netflix movie?
The Bird Box Challenge.
Mm. Question number four. Rapper Lil Jon turning 48 today. He is known for his 3 one-word catchphrases. Please do all three, and you have to do it in Lil Jon's voice, or you will not be awarded the point.
Dan is putting a lot of conditions on this.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
You don't know
what?
Question number five.
That was just an inadvertent.
Today is National Treasure Betty White Day. I guess, is it her birthday?
National
yes.
Treasure Betty White turns 97 today.
Oh, okay. You just gave away the answer. Thank you, Dan. How old is Betty White today?
That's my bad.
97.
That's a great guess.
Dan gave away the answer to his own question.
This show is a mess. Let's get Kennedy back in.
We're the worst show on the radio. We're the worst show on the radio.
I can't believe people steal this bit from us because we just screw it up all the time.
Such a debacle.
We're the most unprofessional show on the radio.
This is amazing.
This is hilarious.
We are.
Dan gave the answer to his own question.
He yelled it out.
He wrote the question.
He yelled out the answer while I was reading the question.
Sometimes you just want to give a little help to the people. I'm here for it.
That was amazing.
As long as I don't lose, we'll be fine.
Yeah, you might. These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yep.
NBC's Chris Hansen was arrested Monday after writing $13,000 in bad checks. Of course, he's best known for working on Dateline NBC, in particular, a segment where they caught criminals using a sting operation. It was called what?
To catch a predator.
Yes. 1-0. Question number two. A petition has been started to get Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boy to take a knee during their Super Bowl halftime performance. Which player is known for mostly starting the
Colin
kneeling
Kaepernick.
Movement? Yes.
Ooh. Are you going to yell the same answer for me, Dan?
No, sir.
No, it's okay.
Question number three. YouTube has officially banned all dangerous internet challenge videos.
About time.
So they're going to have three videos left.
Yeah.
Of kids with toys saying these are cool.
Yep.
This is how you open it.
A lot of slime videos.
Here's where the batteries go.
A lot of Minecraft.
What's the latest string of challenges that has been sweeping the internet after a Netflix movie?
Bird Box Challenge.
Caw-caw!
All right, so I have 3-2. Question number 4. Rapper Lil Jon turning 48 today. He is known for 3 one-word catchphrases. Please do all 3 in Lil Jon's voice or you will not be awarded the points.
I can hardly talk. What? Yeah. Okay.
I actually did get that. Nice job. Was that, is that suffice for you, Dan?
That'll
I mean,
do.
She's sick. I thought that was pretty good.
I'm really not sick.
That'll
it's
do.
Just my voice.
What?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
It is 4-2. Question number 5. It is certified National Treasure Betty White's birthday today.
Dan.
Everybody knows Betty White is in her 90s, but how old is she turning today?
94.
97!
97!
Oh, damn.
What made you yell it? Just
he got caught up in the moment about me reading the question, and
okay,
it was just
very excited
little,
for Betty White. Yeah.
I thought he was reading the question wrong, but I was wrong.
In how you'd written it, what you were asking in the question.
I don't blame
you. Really early.
When you write these at 5 o'clock in the morning on no sleep, sometimes it can get a little,
it's a tough
little
one.
Weird.
It's a tough.
All right. So B, unfortunately, you don't get the $100, but I do have a pair of tickets. You're going to see Jesse McCartney at the House of Blues on January 22nd. Okay.
Oh, awesome.
We really appreciate you listening to the show. You have a great day. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I'm B from North Andover, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by our fantastic friends at Cumberland Farms. 99-cent coffee, any size. Danielle is from Merrimack. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
So Danielle apparently is sitting in front of the grocery store waiting to pick up the supplies for the game on Sunday.
Wow.
That's right.
Head start, girl.
What are you doing? What are you having? What are we having?
Some mac and cheese and taco dip and hummus.
Hummus?
Anything healthy?
Come
on.
You can come. No. All welcome.
Yeah.
Loaded tots and rotel. That's what I think I'm going to ask my wife to have on Sunday.
Oh, that sounds good.
You ever had rotel?
No, I have.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, my gosh.
Made that over New Year's.
You just take a big block of cheese and melt it in a crock pot?
Yeah.
Oh, you no take Velveeta. You no do not take cheese.
Okay, Velveeta. Sorry.
You take a cheese-like substance.
That's not even got any dairy in it. No. You can leave it on your counter.
When it says cheese product.
You got to get scoops, too. Yeah. You have to use the scoops.
Oh, yeah. Got to do the scoops.
Danielle, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
That's what we should do for Carson and Kennedy's junk mail. We'll all put in a
recipe.
A recipe for tailgating on Sunday. All right, here we go. Kennedy's left the studio.
Bubble tacos.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie her, that is still considered a loss for you. Question number 1. On this date back in 1929, Popeye the Sailor Man first appeared in a comic strip. What is the name of Popeye's love interest?
Olive oil.
Question number 2. Disney has now set its sights on The Hunchback of Notre Dame as the latest animated tale to get the live-action musical treatment. What is the Hunchback's name in the story?
Oh, goodness.
Gary.
I have no idea.
Question number 3. The Office may eventually leave Netflix for NBC's own upcoming streaming service. Where was the fictional Dunder Mifflin office located? City and state, please.
I don't know that one either. Never
Branson,
seen it.
Missouri.
That's okay. Question number 4. Katy Perry once got suspended from school for humping a tree. She pretended was Tom Cruise.
All been there.
Sam.
Mommy, what's humping mean?
Story as old as time.
What is the name of the 2001 Tom Cruise movie about a vain publishing magnate who finds his privileged life upended after a vehicular accident?
Oh.
That was a weird movie.
2001. I don't know. Days of Thunder. Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder.
That could be the best response.
I mean, she
to that question.
She used some context clues. I don't know. Actor Jim Carrey turning 57 today. Named the 2004 film Carrey starred in opposite Kate Winslet, where they played a couple who had broken up and then undergone a procedure to wipe their memories of one another.
Wow, I must have missed that one.
That was also Days of Thunder.
Let's get Kennedy back in this.
Days of Thunder, too.
Yes. Yeah. Ooh, those were tough, Dan.
Yeah.
Those are really tough.
Having a day.
Dan's having a day.
Yelling out answers, making really hard questions. Level 5.
You know what? I didn't do one of the cheat sheet answers.
No, you didn't.
That's a shocker.
That's all right. Danielle got one out of five, Kennedy.
I got
Sooch. Kennedy, I didn't hear you.
That's tough.
Trying to not do stupid things right now.
We're saying.
Trying to save it.
These are tough. Here we go. Question number one. On this date back in 1929, Popeye the Sailor Man first appeared in a comic strip. It was called Thimble Theater, Kennedy. What's the name of Popeye's love interest?
Olive oil.
No, spinach. Duh. Tie to one. Question number two. Disney has now set its sights on The Hunchback of Notre Dame as the latest animated tale to get a live-action musical treatment. What is the Hunchback's name in the story?
I don't know.
Quasimodo.
Quasi.
Oh, 2-1. Question number three. The Office may eventually leave Netflix for NBC's own upcoming streaming service. Where was the fictional Dunder Mifflin office located? City and state, please.
Scranton, New Jersey. Ooh, Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania.
2-1. Question number four. Katy Perry once got suspended from school for...
It's going to be 2-1.
What did I say?
2-1. 2-4.
Oh, sorry. 2-1.
4-2.
Question number four.
1-1.
Question number
three. It's
1-1. Yeah. 97. She only got one right. How can it be 2-1?
Betty White!
1-1. My apologies. I had you for the Quasimodo answer, right?
We are so good at this game.
Question number four. Katy Perry once got suspended from school for humping a tree she pretended was Tom Cruise. What is the name of the 2001 Tom Cruise movie about a vain publishing magnate who finds his privileged life upended after a vehicular accident?
Eyes Wide Shut. I have no idea.
Danielle said Days of Thunder, which was a spectacular.
That's even
very close.
Vanilla Sky was the correct answer.
With Penelope Cruz.
Yeah, tied at one. Garbage. Question number five. Actor Jim Carrey turning 57 today. Named the 2004 film Carrey starred in opposite Kate Winslet, where they played a couple who had broken up and then undergone a procedure to wipe their memories of one another. Dan coming in hot this morning.
The everlasting gobstopper.
I love how Dan's answer has like five words in it instead of just one word because he really wants you to use your voice today.
Yep.
I mean, he picked long answers.
I mean, my God.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is the answer to that one. You end up in a 1-1 tie.
Wow. I feel okay.
If you call a movie a film, it's garbage.
Double Sooch, guys. Double Sooch.
Double Sooch.
Double Six Sooch.
I feel like that's like double rainbows and stuff.
You don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of tickets. You're going to see Jesse McCartney at the House of Blues on January 22nd, so you enjoy that concert, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
What do you want to say to Kennedy?
Kennedy, we tied. We're pretty good.
It's that kind of day.
Is it Friday?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by our fantastic friends at Cumberland Farms. 99-cent coffee anytime, any size. So delicious. Yes, Kennedy, something you want to say?
Yeah, but I can't.
Good. Jonathan is from East Bridgewater. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. Jonathan is a barista. Do people come in and just order like the weirdest things from you as a barista?
The absolute strangest thing.
Like what's something on a daily basis that always happens that's really weird?
Black coffee.
Say again?
Exactly. He didn't know what it was. Nobody orders it.
Jonathan, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're such a bully.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100 if you tie Kennedy. That is a loss for you. She is over there in that soundproof booth. She can't hear anything that's about to happen. Again, if you tie, you lose. Question number one. Zooey Deschanel is 39 today. Which Fox show did she star in that aired for 8 seasons ending in 2018 with characters like Nick Miller and Schmidt?
New Girl.
Question number two. James Earl Jones turns 88 today. He is the only member of the original Lion King cast returning to reprise his role in the live-action remake. Who does he voice?
I don't know that one.
Question number three. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger are planning a religious ceremony. Katherine is related to which powerful political family through her mother, Maria Shriver?
I'm really bad at politics.
Question number four. Mac Miller's parents will accept his Grammy for Best Rap Album if he wins. Ariana Grande uses Mac's real first name in her song Thank You Next, saying, "Wish I could say thank you to blank because he was an angel." What is his first name?
Malcolm.
Of course you know Ariana Grande.
In the middle.
He knows Mac.
Wow. Question number five.
Malcolm.
I hate the current state of the world. This is from producer Dan. Cash Me Outside girl Danielle Bregoli just scored $900,000 in a beauty endorsement deal.
What am
Dan,
I doing?
You are next. Don't worry, man.
Stop making stupid people famous.
Hey, sorry. Have you heard her new song?
Carson says it's a bop.
It's fire.
You're everything that's wrong with
it's
her.
I love fire.
How he goes, it's, no, he went, it's fire.
It's fire. Fire.
It is. What show made her famous, the Cash Me Outside girl?
Dr. Phil.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That baby is legit. I'm just sorry.
I can't.
Oh, boy.
I need to go.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Jonathan got, 3 out of 5?
Yes.
3.
Okay. Are you ready?
Okay. Let's play the whisper game.
Kennedy's shaking her.
Kennedy, can you hear us?
Hey, this is ASMR. Can't be Kennedy.
Papa, can you hear me? Oh, I like that noise.
What'd you say, Jonathan?
The connection's really bad.
No, we're just
no, that was idiots. Actually us. That had nothing to do with your phone. Us just being idiots.
Question number one. Zooey Deschanel turning 39 today. Kennedy, which Fox show did she star in that aired for 8 seasons ending in 2018 with characters like Nick Miller and Schmidt?
The New Girl.
There she is. Tied at 1. Question number 2. James Earl Jones turning 88 today. He's the only member of the original Lion King cast returning to reprise his role in the live-action remake. Who does he voice?
Mustafa.
What? Who?
Mustafa.
Mufasa.
Dang it.
Dang it.
Wrong.
Thank you.
Tied at 1. Question number 3. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger are planning a religious ceremony. Katherine Schwarzenegger related to which powerful political family through her mother, Maria Shriver?
The Kennedys.
Let's see. 2 to 1. Question number 4. Mac Miller's parents will accept his Grammy for Best Rap Album if he wins. Ariana Grande uses Mac's real first name in her song Thank You Next, saying, "Wish I could say thank you to blank because he was an angel." What's his name?
Malcolm.
Gary.
3 to 2. Question number 5. I hate the current state of the world, says producer Dan. Cash Me Outside girl Danielle just scored a $900,000 beauty endorsement deal. The new song is good.
Stop.
What show made her famous?
Dr. Phil.
That is correct. Nice job, Kennedy.
Yay.
4 to 3 was the final score. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, Jonathan, but you do get yourself a pair of tickets to go see Jesse McCartney at the House of Blues on January 22nd. I know, right?
Whoa.
Lucky guy you. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Jonathan from East Bridgewater, and I cannot beat Kennedy, but it was an honor to lose.
Aww. Aww. It was an honor to lose to you, Kennedy.
Say something nice to him, Kennedy.
Thank you. Next.
Wow, put a lot of heart in that one, huh?
Thank you so much.
Lindsay texts from the 774. ASMR fans everywhere just passed out and crashed. Whoops.
Yes. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.